Blog Talk Radio.
Of the trillions of species in the universe, there's none more baffling to modern science than the one called Black God. Otherwise known as Cometicus Nyctarum, this beautiful creature's strength, power, and omniscience has been copied and poorly duplicated by many in the mortal world. It's very rare that we catch a glimpse of this enigma on this terrain. Let's follow this one with our cameras and see what happens.
They said I was a walking contradiction. Black in intelligence, a cerebellum heavy like a Gatlin. Fiction, I got a whole crew that'll murder you. Mathematically subtract your existence. High priest in white robes, moonlight in street clothes. Dropping more signs like the last benediction. Just on them devils with seven conducting metals. We on the 11th level, try to catch us. Wishing. The fifth dimension high power thesis. Black God had me on your peace like I'm Jesus. Resurrect the game in 48 bar releases. Don't watch me take the throne beside Messiah in the kingdom. Cause I greet with peace, don't mean the battle gon' be easy. I got goons divining runes and runes under the geezer. Carving out the glyphs of my legend on my sealer. Sabra, take the mic and turn the echo in the ether. Stand ready for the era of the Black God. We kill him softly on the mic or when the track hard. Hit the stage and create sages out of trap stars. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off.
Just call me the one, but I'm not the one to mess with. Genetic engineer, took one egg to make your flesh with. Held the master beast and sent my name with double X's. Formed your whole world and on the seventh day I rested. Domestic goddess, honey, I can bring the house down. I'm not turning you, kill the master and bring the south down. Blaze the underground until I catch up with the north star. Then I'm freestyling, synesthesia, turn the lights down. Will not be your perception of a female with a mic, cause I do not choose to simulate erections when I write. I am Nina with a loaded Smith and Wesson when I write. Saying Mississippi, goddamn, I'm exceptional on a mic. Open wormholes with wordplay, blow trines with sound mastery. I'm shaman, watch me Sundance, all chicks play with Cassidy. No chemical enhancement, I just rock this shit naturally. It's all black, everything as nice and Queen Cassidy.
Stand ready for the era of the Black God. We kill him softly on the mic or when the track hard. Hit the stage and create sages out of trap stars. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off.
My star seeds bring raw heat to your doorstep. Then circles bring your verses, have you dizzy with their four steps. You force it, my crew flow like first blood, moon water. My voice got you trapped inside my force field. New orbit, I'm meteoric rising. But you don't see my light in the media, cause the TV be lying, my CD too morbid. It kill crapnel and rap with hard beats in the mall. I'm superhero, rock an S with MBs and records.
Taking off in 4-3-2-1. So tidy up the scoreboard so they can see who won. Started last, now I save lines with bass and two speakers. But I'm crab rappers, laggy, moon dust off my sneakers. Need I repeat this? My speech left y'all speechless. And I research my words like white coats and glass speakers. My mind primed to detonate your rhymes like Minesweeper. When it blow, watch the sky, that's where my best lines are featured. Stand ready for the era of the Black God. We kill him softly on the mic or when the track hard. Hit the stage and create sages out of trap stars. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace from Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Dude Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We are here on our Black Liberation Friday episode, and we are honored and extremely privileged to have in our midst the magical, mystical, miracle-working mind of Perfect Proportions LLC CEO, Miss Nina Fuentes is in the building. So the phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We got this amazing mind here on the line today. So call in with your questions, with your comments, with your concerns, with your skepticism, with all of that, and allow the knowledge base and experience of our sister Nina to enthrall you and motivate you towards healthy living. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce and present to others our guest, the best in the business, the entrepreneurial visionary and transformative living coach in the building, Perfect Proportions LLC CEO, Miss Nina Fuentes is in the building.
Hey, how's it going? doing good. It's Friday, like you said. It's Friday, so, you know, looking forward to the weekend, trying to see, you know, what's going on, what's good.
Right. Sometimes the sun is out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's folks right. Out there trying to get their beach bodies on and stuff, you know. It's so late to start sometimes, but it ain't never too late to get started. All you got to do is get started, you know.
Yeah, I guess started today. Today's the best to start, if you ask me. Yes, it is already on. Tomorrow's too late.
That's right. That is right. So welcome to the show. An honor to have you here. I was looking on Instagram, and I believe you followed the show on Instagram, and I was like, okay, let me see what my sister got going on. And I saw you. I was like, oh, snap. Gotta have her on the show. You understand what I'm saying? Gotta have her on the show. Gotta have my sister on the show, telling her story and sharing her experiences and her findings with our people in regards to, you know, transitioning to a proper, healthy living lifestyle. I know your story is amazing. Can't wait to hear it. So we can get started. We always start here with an introduction, so you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to our family, listening audiences, and those who will view these archives in the future. So you have the floor.
Okay. So I'm Nina Fuentes. I actually am from Martinique in the Caribbean, and I moved to the U.S. about 10 years ago. So, being in the U.S. since then, I came for school. I actually studied mechanical engineering, and that's what I had been doing for the past 5 years. I was working full-time for a company called Cummins. And I actually just quit left the company about 2 weeks ago to pursue this new passion of mine full-time. So that's really... long story short, I've been, you know, on that journey of becoming fully vegan for more than 10 years, for basically as long as I can remember. And I finally found a way to make it sustainable, make it work for me, make it work for myself and my family. And when I say family, I mean my husband and I. We're able to, like, make it happen and make it sustainable and really, you know, getting to that healthy living, which is, you know, a combination of plant-based eating as well as exercise, like really regular exercise. So I say I work out probably 5 to 6 days a week, every week. Yeah.
Mm. 5 to 6 days a week, every week.
Pretty much.
Gotta let that marinate for the listening audience, okay? The grind is serious. The dedication is real. You know?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you just gotta make it part of your life.
That's right. So, you said you just made the transition from worker to boss. You know, you said that real quick, like, you know, worker from going from making somebody else rich to pursuing your dream full time of helping people help themselves make that transition.
That's right.
So what was the catalyst? You know, how long were you going back and forth with the tug of war? You know, what was the conversation mm-hmm. with yourself like in regards to that decision right there?
Yeah, so I'm French, you know, that's where I grew up. And in France, I think the average vacation time is about a month per year. And by the time you're like 50 years, you already have like 2 months of vacation every year. And when I came to the U.S. and I started working, like I only had 10 days of vacation. My family doesn't live here, and I couldn't reconcile the fact that I would only see them for maybe 2-3 days, considering that it takes so long to travel and see them. It didn't make sense. So I had to like find another way that would allow me to have more freedom and be able to travel more on my own terms, as opposed to having to go in and day out 9-to-5 every day and then barely seeing my husband, barely seeing my family. It just didn't make sense to me. So ever since, you know, I want to say probably 6 months into working full-time, I've been, you know, I started thinking about other ways that I could invest my time and energy so that I could get out of this pattern of working for someone else. And I've done a lot of different things. I looked into real estate for a while. And then I think it was about 2 years ago, I really realized that fitness was a passion of mine. I had never really delved into it very much until that point. But I realized, you know, this is something that I've been struggling with for my whole life. However, and I've, you know, accumulated all this knowledge for the past 10, 15 years, but I never really applied it to my life. Because, like, I just knew a lot of things, but I never did anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make it my mission to make it work so that I can help other people help me the same and create those results for themselves. So, like, basically I've been kind of building my resilience, discipline, consistency for the past year, almost like year and a half at this point. And now it was, like, the right time. Like, I talked to my husband, and he was seeing me, seeing, you know, the progress that I had made, like, the results that I was getting my clients. And he believed in me. That was really one of the biggest things that it was that helped me move forward was him believing in me. And by doing that, I was able to, like, do the job and dive into it head on.
Well, I see, some of your videos and some of your posts, and, you know, they're very informative and, you know, very exciting. So what was it for you, you know, we see the end result, but we don't always get a chance to hear the story. What was it for you, you know, 10 years ago that caused the catalyst for you to switch to a plant-based diet?
Yeah. Basically, there was like that one event that really changed everything. Like, I grew up in a religion that really promotes like vegetarianism as well as veganism, but it's not something that everyone does. In my family growing up, we did not really follow those principles. I grew up eating meat. But when I was in high school, it was like my teacher, she made that one comment that stayed with me, and she said that the consumption of meat is really linked to breast cancer in women. And one of my mom's colleagues actually died of breast cancer. Like, she had died, like, I don't know how many years prior to that, but that really stuck with me. And I was like, I don't want to have cancer. I want to be healthy, so let me just stop eating meat. And that was, like, the first thing that I really did in terms of making that shift into figuring out how I can have a better diet, better, healthier diet, to not have diabetes, to not die of cancer or breast cancer, to not, you know, have high cholesterol and all these, you know, diseases that are associated with old age or like your diet in general. And I just wanted to make sure that I was doing the best that I could so that I could stay as healthy as I could possibly be. Yeah.
So what has it been like, you know, your journey in regards to helping others come to, you know, that realization? You know, can you share some, you know, testimonies or, you know, something like that, working with people and allowing people to see those results and, you know, what they're capable of doing?
Yeah. Honestly, it's been one of the most rewarding experiences to see other people really blossom. Like, one of the girls that I was working with, within, I think, a month of us working together, she would tell me, I used to drink coffee every day, but now I have so much more energy that I don't need to drink coffee. Like, I go to sleep because it's time for me to go to sleep. It's not because I'm tired. It's not because, you know, I'm exhausted from my little activity that I've had throughout the day. Like, she has so much more energy, and just, like, seeing her face glowing and just feeling like she has control over what is going to happen to her in the future is really, like, one of the best feelings that I could ask for. And understanding that learning how to be okay with yourself, you know, in terms of the way you look, the way you feel, and learning to accept your body the way you are, learning to be in control. I think that's really the biggest thing, because one thing that I do not agree on is how we tend to really want to, when it comes to everything else, right, when it comes to our taxes, when it comes to our income, when it comes to our education, we're always wanting and willing to learn about everything and be in full control of our finances, for example. But when it comes to our bodies, we always rely on doctors. We only rely on, like, personal trainers. We rely on everybody else to be telling us what to do, when that's the number one thing that we should be aware of and fully in control of in order to have everything else in our lives. Like, you know, you can have the most money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You're not going to be able to enjoy it. You're not going to be able to, like, do anything with yourself. So I think that's, like, the main thing. And that's my mission, to, like, teach everyone how to be in control of their body so that they know exactly what they're capable of and that they can show up as powerful as they can be in any situation of their life.
So what? Yes, yes. What was some of the challenges that you find with people? What would you say that you identified as some of the main challenges or things that prevent people from getting started or being consistent or whatever the case may be in regards to, you know, transitioning into this lifestyle, and how do you help them overcome those challenges?
Yeah, you know, transitioning myself, the biggest thing that I've noticed is that you have to change your mindset 100% when it comes to preparing your food. Because whenever, like, you're thinking of the type of food that you're putting on your plate, if you don't have the education to be able to compose a balanced meal that is, you know, vegan, plant-based, you're always going to go back to, you know, you have a meat, a carb, and a vegetable. That's really how we've been taught how to compose, like, a balanced meal. But when, like, you look back, and it's definitely that people always say is, like, a vegan lifestyle is so restrictive because you can only eat fruits and vegetables. When you actually look at it and you look at what people that do consume meat and dairy are eating on a regular basis, it's just a different variation of the same exact food. Like, there's only three elements. Like, there's meat, there's milk, and there's eggs. And of those three, we just make tons of different, you know, variation of the same thing over and over and over again. So for lunch, you might have, you know, breast chicken that's grilled, and for dinner you might have fried chicken or fried chicken, and it's still chicken, and it's still the same thing. You might have milk for lunch, and then at night you'll have yogurt, which is still milk in there. You'll have, you know, your cheese and mayo and butter. Those are all coming from milk, and it's like, it's not a restricted diet, and that's really like helping people understand that you have so many more options whenever you decide to step aside and move away from the meat, dairy, and egg that you're used to consuming. And it is a transition. It is a shift in your mindset. And one thing that I found very helpful to help people do that is to understand that you're not necessarily craving, because that's really a big thing that people are facing, is like having craving for meat, having craving for cheese, or whatever the case may be. And one big thing that has been really helpful in helping people like transition to a more vegan lifestyle is by understanding that you're not craving the meat itself, you're craving the way that it is prepared. So if you find a vegetable that has a similar consistency and you prepare it in the same way, you will get all of those cravings that you want. All of those are going to be satisfied by that. And being able to do that and understand, you know, it's not going to taste exactly the same, but you give it 2-3 weeks and you're good to go. And people really have that fear of the unknown, right? Like, you don't know what it's going to taste like. You don't know if you're going to like it. And you're just used to what is in your comfort zone. But what if what's in your comfort zone is making you sick, then maybe it's time to make a change. Maybe it's time to be looking at an alternative. The transition phase is not going to be forever that way. Like, because you don't like something today doesn't mean that you're never going to like it. You might find other ways to prepare it so that you like it better. And then once you move over, the feeling that you get, the state of being that you're in, the energy that you get, the mental clarity that you get, all of those things are going to trump any type of satisfaction that you get from eating that food that tasted amazing. Yeah.
So the food was the challenge, and what about getting someone into an exercise regimen, you know, somebody who probably never worked out in a day in their life, because, you know, making that shift, you know, you can eat healthy, but if you're not, you know, pushing your body or, you know, reaching points and you know, or milestones in your fitness in regards to exercise, it's like, it's for nothing, you know. It's a combination of putting all these things together. So, you know, kind of paint us a picture of how to get someone started, you know, and, you know, what has that been like, you know, for people, if you want to just use yourself or, you know, people you came in contact with, or a combination of both is perfect.
Yeah, so exercise is honestly just as important as the food. When it comes to weight loss, I would say that the diet is a little bit more important at the beginning, but long term, you want to be able to establish a regular regimen so that you are exercising after you've reached your goals and it becomes part of your life. So what I help my clients really understand is that being inactive is the extreme way. As humans, we're not meant to be sitting in chairs all day long. We're meant to be moving around, using our bodies, like pushing things around and being active. And not exercising at least 6 days a week should be the abnormality. So the first thing that I get my clients to do is to start scheduling into their routine 6 days of exercise per week. You know, at the beginning, you might not be able to hit those 6 days, but that's okay, right? Like, that's the goal that you want to set for yourself. You want to be able to exercise at least an hour for 6 days a week. Like, the minimum recommendation is 150 hours a week. So that's 30 minutes for 5 days a week. How many people can see that they meet the minimum amount of exercise per week? So understanding that this is like something that's really important for your health, to be able to help you grow older, age gracefully, is like one of the pillars of my programming. So anyone who gets in, we're exercising 6 days a week. We're making it part of our schedule. We're making the time. You know, they say you make time for the things that you want to do. We're making the time. And it's not a matter of, am I going to exercise today? The question becomes, when am I going to exercise today? And that shifts the entire paradigm, because you're not going into your day thinking, you know, if I have time today, I'll exercise. No, you're going in and you say, I'm doing all these things. My exercise window is from this time to that time. It doesn't matter what I was doing before. If I had to leave work earlier, that's fine. Work is always going to be there for you when you get back. And if I have to, you know, push this around, do a little bit of things different, this is what I do so that I can live at my optimal state and be able to show up powerfully. So we're working out every day. Like, honestly, it's 6 days a week. Make it part of your schedule. Make it a priority. Understanding why it's a priority and really doing the best regimen to get the best results out of it. Yeah.
Oh, my bad, I'm writing notes over here.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know, am I not saying what you want me to say? Or like, yeah, okay, cool. Just want to make sure I wasn't losing you.
No, I mean, from the beginning, you know, you talked about where it exists first, you know, with the mind state, with the mentality, having, you know, a shift in thought already. You know, so if that doesn't take place, then everything else, you know, subsequent to that, you'll run into an issue. You know, changing your diet and making these decisions, you know, a lot of these things, kind of getting into the root. So you kind of become like a counselor and a psychologist and the coach, and you know, you're trying to figure out why people are eating what they're eating, and you know, they have stories with it. You know, they have, you know, this was, you know, one of my loved ones' favorite food, or my mother, or whatever they, you know, case may be, or, you know, I'm going through relationship troubles or troubles at work when I'm stressed, you know, this is my sanctuary. You understand what I'm saying? So getting people from those, I don't know how much of those things you have experienced. You know, I just know that certain things, there's a psychological component with it. You know, there's something else
everything
that comes along with it. So,
no, every time, you know, it's like, it's understanding that, you know, food is one thing that we put into our bodies. And especially in, like, the African-American community, it's like something that we take in as part of our heritage. So we associate a lot of feelings to the food that we consume. So whenever someone tells you can't have that anymore, it's like you're telling them, well, you can't get back to those memories that you've had. And it's not good or bad. It's just something that we need to be aware of in order to be able to change the pattern. Because the current state in which anyone is in is a direct result of their patterns of being, the way that they think, the way that they act. It's a direct reflection of that. In order to be able to shift into a different physique, it's a matter of you shifting into a different state of being. Because if you stay the same, you can do a diet or a regimen for 3 to 6 weeks or 12 weeks or however long you're doing it for. And then when it's over, you're going to revert to your old ways. And what's going to happen? Your body's going to follow through. It's going to do exactly and go get you right back to where you started and plus some. So the reason, like, I focus a lot on the mindset shift and really the psychology behind it, you had it, like, you hit it right on the head. Like, it's really important to understand that in order to transform your body, you have to first transform your mind. Because if you don't transform your mind is going to take your body right back where it was. And that's really, really important. So in my coaching, for example, I also help people work through those, because sometimes you have some triggers that come to you and you don't realize what is getting you to do that. And having someone look out from the outside and understanding, oh, you know what? I've been through this, or I know someone else has been through this. This is what has helped them. or understanding, for example, like when you're having a different behavior, people are going to react to you differently. So you have to really understand that it's not because it's wrong or good, or not taking that different reaction as negative feedback, but just taking it as feedback. Like, people are going to react to you differently, understanding that it's something that's going to happen and being okay with that. Because unless you become okay with the new state that you're in, your changes are not going to last. Yeah.
You always catch me writing notes over here. You've caught me writing notes like 3 or 4 times already. So how has business been, you know, and, you know, what advice would you give to people just, you know, in business, you know, period, you know, regardless of the, you know, particular station, you know, yours is, you know, transformative. And, you know, one of the reasons why we're going to business is to solve problems. So what kind of advice, what were some of your takeaways in regard? I know you kind of just started, but full-time, but I know you've been, you know, planning and plotting. I don't know a woman on the planet that's just been like, you know what, I quit. And you see what I'm saying? Like, more, that's more like a man thing. Like, you know what, I quit today and, you know, I'm going to go sell shoelaces on the highway. And, you know, your wife is looking at you like, what? Like, do you even have money? No, I don't care. I'm going to go sell these shoelaces. You understand what I'm saying? So if you make this decision, you know, to go away from safety and security to go on your own, then I know you definitely have to have some kind of concrete, you know, plan in regards to that. So can you share some of those takeaways and some advice for, you know, some people that are looking at these decisions?
I think the biggest advice that has been the most helpful is to really believe in yourself and believe that you are capable of doing whatever it is that you wish to do. Like, whatever goal you have, you can achieve. It is possible, and really believing in that is the biggest thing, because a lot of people are going to want to have things, but not everyone is going to be willing to go through what it takes to get there. And because not everyone is willing to do what it takes to get there, it's not the most talented that's going to be the most successful. It's the one that has the most grit, has the most belief in themselves, and is able to keep working day in and day out towards the goal that they have. So, yes, you know, I'm just getting started in a way, even though I have been, like, working on it for a little while now. But had I not believed that I could be successful, there have been so many, you know, backtracks, downfall issues, problems that have popped up, and that could have just backtracked me and made me think, you know, maybe I'm not meant for this. Maybe this is not the right thing for me. And I think the one thing is, you just gotta understand that if you start thinking that it's not meant for you, it's never going to be meant for you. You have to believe before you see. And I say this, and I'm still thinking, like, I have to work on this myself. That's something that I definitely have to work on to be able to be even more successful. And then not only that, believe in yourself, but also surrounding you with people that are like-minded and people that have done the things you want to do before you. So getting a coach is something that's definitely something that anyone and everyone should do. Like, I have had 2 different coaches, and I'm about to get another 3rd coach probably later on today. And getting someone that has been and has done what you want to do is really, really important, because not only are you going to get into that new mindset and understanding that they're just like you. Like, they're not more smarter than you. They don't have more money than you. They don't have more opportunity than you. They're people that are just like you. They just have been doing it for longer than you have. And really being able to get their experience onto yours and getting their advice and getting, you know, their support and also the community that they may or may not have built to be able to help you understand, like, you're not alone in this game. Like, everyone wants this, and whoever is going to get the prize is whoever is willing to do what it takes. So the biggest thing I can say, or that's probably two things. Number one is to believe in yourself. Know that you are capable to do whatever you want to do. And number two is to get someone's help, because you're never going to have all the knowledge in the world. And if you can gather that knowledge in less time than you would have by doing it on your own, you're going to be so much further ahead than if you do it by yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I was talking. I was like, wait. I don't know if she can hear me. Let me check. So definitely great advice, you know, for the business owners out there or potential business owners. You know, it definitely takes, you know, having everything together. Even if it's in your head and on paper, to get into implementation phase. And, you know, just like with, you know, some of the things that you're doing, you have to get started. You know, once you get started, you'll start to move, you know. One of my philosophies is movement is proof of life. You know, if you look at the pulse or the rise and fall of the chest, even if someone is unconscious, you can still see evidence of life in them. You know, that's movement, and, you know, life is connected and dedicated to movement, you know. And when you don't move, you're in a state of stagnation and you start to atrophy, you know. So, you know, movement is important. So that movement, you know, kind of carries over into every aspect. And, you know, if you were in the gym 5-6 days a week, you know how important movement is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, movement is important. That's right. That's right. You know that, and really like having a clear vision of what you want. That's also really helpful, because you can move forward, but if you don't know where you're going, you're gonna end up. You're not gonna end up where you want to be. You're just gonna end up somewhere. You have to know where you want to be.
Right.
Like, yeah. Get a clear vision.
What is the overall mission for you, and what are some of the things that you plan on implementing? Is there some books in the works? Is there some workout videos in the works? You know, other than what we see on social media, is there, you know, what are some of the other things that you're thinking about that you can share? Because I know everybody doesn't want to share all of their plans and, you know, out in public with everybody, but. So what are some of the things that you can share in regards to what's some of the things you can look forward to in the future? What are some of the goals that you can share?
Yeah, so my real goal is to make one of the best, if not the best, program for transitioning from, you know, eating meat and, you know, really wanting to become vegan but not knowing how to, and become active. So from wherever you are, being the healthiest, most active, fittest version of yourself, most attractive version of yourself. That's my goal, to develop the best program in the market to do that. And currently I am working mostly with women, and I just recently started working with men as well. So if there's anyone in the audience and they're interested in transitioning to a vegan diet and more healthy and fit, active lifestyle that will give you an amazing physique, make sure to reach out. So I'm working with both women and men on really getting down to, like, the best strategy to get from point A to point B. Later on, I'm sure I'm going to be writing some books. That's for sure. I think some people have told me that I should, and I'm working on, you know, titles and ideas for that. But at this moment, that's really my main goal. Yeah. I might maybe work on building a gym around the area where I'm at right now. Still something that's kind of in the back of my mind, not a work in progress at this time. And then I also have a friend that we're thinking of starting a podcast as well. So more words on that, you know, in the next month or so, now that I have more free time to work on the different avenues. But if anyone is interested in hearing, you know, how to be fit as a Black woman, make sure that you start following me on social media at Nina Fuentes. That's on Facebook, and then Fit Nina. So it's like fitness with Nina in the middle, Fit Nina on Instagram. And we'll be announcing, you know, whenever we start and get going. So, yeah, a little bit of everything in the process, in the pipeline, but mostly focusing on my transition program.
Yeah, I definitely think that podcasts would be something that people would be interested in, you know, especially, you know, people that you work with or are working with, you know, if they want to talk about, you know, some of the things that they're learning and, you know, share some of their life experiences, you know, because stories are very important, especially with establishing credibility and building solid relationships with people that you want to work with. You know, it's funny, but anytime you think about going someplace you never been before or getting a certain product, you know, you go look at reviews, you know, and reviews are,
right,
they're not from experts, you understand what I'm saying, but you want to know what people are saying about something, you want to look at the reviews, and you kind of base that off of, you know, your decision making. So these are stories,
these are stories
from people about their experience. So you're trying to figure out, okay, do I want this same experience or not? You know, sometimes it's like, you know, forget the reviews, I just want to go there, or I need this, or I don't have time. But, you know, oftentimes you get that. So, you know, with a virtual archive, you know, you hear this from real people. It's not, you're not reading, you know, what someone typed. And you know, I was always told in the world of entrepreneurship, facts tell, but stories, you know, sell. So people want to know, okay, you know, all these people must be fitness gurus. It's like, nah, I never did a push-up in my life. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so people can relate to that. When they hear that, they're like, okay, all right. You know, if they can do it, then maybe I can do it too. And with you switching opening, expanding your demographic, you know, from, you know, from sisters and, you know, brothers, you know, or men and women, that kind of brings a whole nother avenue and activity for people to come in. What about, you know, young children? You know, in America, childhood obesity is something, you know, is there a family component that you're looking to add, or is there something in the future, or do you have plans with training people to be able to do things like that? Look at me all over the place asking all these questions.
No, you're fine. You know, I think at this point, I want to go through it myself and have my own kids first, and then being able to speak from experience, you know, because I have, you know, I've had some clients that have children, and I have been able to support them, but I feel that that would be so much more valuable had I had my experience myself as well. So, you know, that's when I come through, you know, helping women through pregnancy, before and after pregnancy, how to get ready for that, how to snap back when you're done, and, you know, how to help your kids to really understand the value of eating nutritious food. But it really starts with the parents, because you can, if your parents haven't taught you what is or what is not the right food to eat, you're basically coming into this world with a disadvantage. And I think it really starts with the parents. So right now, I want to really focus on the parents and helping them understand why it's important to teach your kids as young as possible to be conscious about the foods that they eat. Because later on, they're going to be plagued with diseases, weight issues, mental clarity issues, all sorts of problems that could have been solved by them just being enjoying fruits and vegetables from the beginning.
So I think that's, you know, very, very good for you to, you know, want to pace yourself in this process. You know, I'm out here, I'm throwing out ideas and stuff. So, like, just looking at, you know the current, you know, climate in regards to culture and things like that. Eating is a very big component in that. You know, eating is a very big component in that. And, you know, for many of the children, it's like daycare, like the television. You know, like the television and eating and snacks and snacking all the time and, you know, sitting on the couch and not being active and running and, you know, you know, like my mother and them was like, if you're going outside, you're going to stay out. You'll be outside all day, all night until they let you back in, you know. And you didn't want to be in the house. The house was like prison for me when I was young. Anytime I could go, I would go, you know, whatever. You see what I'm saying? And I'd be gone. But it's not a trans, you know, first into this newer generation that is younger and that, and parents are younger and they didn't come up in that type of environment. They came up in, you know, the house. So it's nothing to just let a child sit in the house, you know, and just be in the house on their devices all day, you know. And so it's definitely kind of a shift in thought to kind of return to being active and, you know, communing with nature and getting everything all, you know, together, you know, as one, like just going out there, being out there, you know. I bug out now about, you know, raincoats and hats and, you know, shoes and gloves, all of that stuff. But I didn't care about any of that stuff when I was young. Like, be out there with a t-shirt in the snow, you know. So it's crazy. You just, you know, you just out there running, whether you had shoes on or you didn't, whatever. You just had to go. You had to go. You didn't have any regard to anything like that. You know, you become a parent, and then you put a jacket on or put a hat on or you need a helmet with that bike and
you don't need any of that.
So knee pads, you're like, you don't need none of that. You just go, you know.
That's right.
So for anybody who's listening, you know, we're on with the great Nina Fuentes. If you have a question, you have a comment, you have a testimonial, or have something to say to, you know, this brilliant mind right here, 929-477-1755. Press the number 1, and we can get you on air so you can speak to Miss Nina. So now if you had, well, you do have a captive audience right now. So if you had something to say to sisters, to brothers, and to children, what would you say to them now that you have their attention in regards to the importance of health and wellness and fitness and vegan lifestyle, all of that? Just give them a message.
Honestly, what I have to say to everyone is put your health above everything else, because without health, you don't have anything. And I know that typical doctors are going to tell you that when you age, when you get older, or even, you know, in your 20s or 30s, you start having health problems, and those are normal, and all you need to do is take medicine. But then when you start taking medicine, you're going to need another type of medicine to counteract the secondary effects of that first medicine. Then you get a third one, then you get a fourth one, then you get a fifth one, and before you know it, you're taking 10 pills a day, 20 pills a day, And that goes against, you know, money that you're spending every year that you could spend on something else, not even feeling at 100%. You're just going to feel like you're surviving. Like, what's the point of living if you're just surviving? There's no point in doing that. When you move to more of a plant-based, going back to the whole foods, non-processed foods, first of all, your doctors, they might not like you as much because you're not making them as much money, because you don't need to show up at the doctor's every time. You don't need to be coming for every 3 months for a checkup. You don't need to be, you know, having your hip replaced. You don't need to have worry about your health deteriorating as you age. Like, all that stuff you don't have to worry about. All you need to do is be healthy, live your best life, enjoy your kids, enjoy your family. Like, it's just so much better of an alternative than having to go through the typical process of, oh, I'll just eat the food that I've eaten all my life and that tastes good and makes me feel good for that one meal, and then I feel miserable and I crap for the rest of the time. Like, you don't have to go through this. And food is the cheapest medicine you can buy. You're going to have to buy food regardless of if you eat meat, if you eat vegetables, if you're on medicine, if you're off medicine, you're always going to have to buy food. So why not buy food that also allows you to not have to go through all the medication process, that allows you to be healthy, that allows you to not have to worry about weight gain, that allows you to just look vibrant, feel vibrant and amazing. I can guarantee you that if you have not gone through a plant-based diet, you do not have even an idea of how much more you can accomplish in a day. Like, you're not even coming close, because the digestion that it comes, like, your digestive system having to go through and eating meat taxes your entire body. And if you're able to remove that from your diet, you would have so many more capabilities and mental capabilities and physical capabilities to be able to do so much more in one day than you've ever been able to do in your life. So, honestly, food can be your cheapest medicine. You're going to have to buy food regardless of what you do. That's just the fuel that allows you to stay alive. How about you just buy food that also can serve as your medicine? Yeah, that's my message.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for your time. I know you're busy and you're making a lot of things happen, so I just wanted to get an opportunity to have a dialogue with you, and thank you for coming and sharing. You're welcome to come back at any time, and as far as this episode is concerned, it's yours for you to keep, so you can download it, you can upload it. If you're tech savvy, you can chop it up and use it as a marketing tool to help spread your message of empowerment and wellness. So, if you have any closing remarks, any acknowledgments, any shout-outs, and also one more time, how people can get a hold of you and, you know, how people can get started with you and utilizing your services.
Shout-out is to my husband. He's been the most supportive person this entire journey. Not that anybody else hasn't been supportive, but he's really been my pillar and sounding board this whole time, and I couldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for him. So shout out to him. In terms of reaching out to me, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and for Facebook, you find me at Nina Fuentes. So that's Nina, N-I-N-A, and Fuentes, S-U-E-N-T-E-S. And then for Instagram, it's Fitness. So it's like fitness, but with Nina in the middle, so Fit Nines. And then just send me a message. Honestly, I only work with people that I feel will get the best results from my program. So if you're not a good fit, I'll tell you that you're not a good fit, and I will also help you point you to a direction where you would be able to get better results than with me if it's not the right match. But just send me a message. I'm open. It's as simple as that. There's no, like, formal process to go through. Send me a message. We'll get connected. You'll see if you like my style. And if you're really in for the change. Because once you start working with me, you're just transforming your life. You're not just going through another one of those, you know, 12-week routine that you'll do for 12 weeks and then forget about. You're making a change for your life, and you're making it sustainable so that you're able to do it forever. So that's my message. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. I really appreciated your time and allowing me to be on this platform and spreading my message. I hope that it didn't fall into, you know, empty ears, and that people really heard that it is one of the most important things that they can do for themselves is really putting their health first, and everything else is going to follow. Honestly, that's really the biggest thing. Yeah.
Shout out to hubby. No. Hubbies
yes.
matter, you know? Hubbies
yes,
matter.
They do.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I am a lucky one. Yes.
That's good. Yeah, but thank you for your time and your attention and your jewels and, you know, your candor and, you know, the work that you're doing is remarkable. Not many people can do it. And as she stated, everybody, it can't be in her program. You understand what I'm saying? So she are telling,
yes,
she is telling people, like, nah, you can't work here.
Yeah. If you're not trying to be serious, it's not going to work. You gotta really want to make a sense to yourself and be ready. You got to be ready. Otherwise, my free material is amazing. Like, you get a ton of value for it. Like, you know, you get a ton of value from it. But I only work with a select group of people, the people that are ready to make a change, to make a sustainable change, and to transform their life and send it out.
That's right. Well, thank you for stopping by, and enjoy the rest of your day. And as I said, this episode is yours to keep. To use as
thank
a marketing
so
tool. So enjoy yourself and enjoy some of that sunshine out there.
Will do. I sure will. Thank you
all
so
right.
much. All right. Bye-bye.